Where is he?
Where are you?
Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Hello, this is Stacy reporting live over at the Skull Rock broadcast. I am joined by...
Hello, this is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast, where we have not been talking much about Stranger Things lately, but we appreciate you hanging in there with us. We're going to get back to it soon, but it's Stranger Things adjacent, I guess. We today are going to kind of catch up with our trip to Denver. So... I'm pretty excited. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I got back home Friday afternoon. I told Megan, I was like, okay, I take off really early. I don't even say goodbye. I'm like a really bad like one night stand. I just like sneak off before like, you know, literally people's papers are delivered. And the night before, Megan brought me to a Wawa. I've never been to one. Megan got to witness Stacy trying to work a screen just in general. And it was, you could tell she was stressed out and she was tired. And I'm like, how do I do this? And like, it was, she probably brought you back to the younger times when you were, you know, taking care of the younger students. But I got a huge bag of Old Bay chips. So when I snuck out of your house at the crack of dawn, I had it like tucked under my arm and it was making so much noise. But man, driving back, even though it was a long drive, I got my Old Bay on. So just been decompressing, about to go back to work tomorrow, wah, wah. But man, what a spring break. What about you?
Yeah, you had a pretty epic break. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed the Old Bay and all the crab stuff in Maryland.
What a host. Like, she knows the way to my heart. Like, right away, she went, I will not be taking you on a hike. And I'm like, okay, love that. And she got me crab cake and a crab pretzel. Hello.
Yeah, it was fun. So you got a little taste of Maryland, but we definitely spent the most of the trip in Denver. So I'm excited to chat about that. But yeah, I'm not super great lately, actually, just to be real. But I had spring break the week before that, and there's some stuff going on with my dad's health, and it's just not fun, and it's a lot. And I pretty tired, pretty exhausted, but the trip was worth it, and it was just nice to be able to kind of put all of that like in the back of my mind for a couple days and just enjoy that time with you, and especially at the show, because I feel like we've talked about that before, but just live music, it's like you literally can just escape everything that's going on for a couple hours and just be completely present in that music with all of that energy around you. So like that moment was just literally everything, and I needed that so much, and I'm so grateful that I have a couple more shows coming up, because I mean, I couldn't have predicted that this all would be happening at the same time, but like
it's almost like it's good and bad, but you mentioned that night of the show, you were like, you were talking about Post Animal, which I was there impressed with. We'll get in about that.
Yeah.
But you said, I kind of like, I'll always associate that with my dad, everything going on, Joe's music and that. And like, that tugged on the heartstrings. I was like, wow, you know, so.
It was that song, Last Goodbye. It came out like the day that I was driving to the hospital to see my dad after he had surgery. So, it's like literally always going to like make me think of this time. And I was telling a coworker, like, it's just one of those times where like whatever ends up happening, it's like changing who I am as a person to go through this. And just being in it right now, like, and just knowing that like I am changing, and it's like one of those experiences that you never really want to have, but like, I know I'll get through it, but it's just, it's tough. So
you're in the middle of it right now. And I know there's this famous interview with Stephen, what's the one who was on the Tonight Show? Stephen
Colbert?
And I guess he's had a lot of tragedy in his life, a lot of losses. And it's that Anderson Cooper guy. And it like chokes me up every time. He chokes up as he's reading. It's like, it's some quote about like what, you know, punishments of God or really a gift or something like that. And he goes, would you change anything that's happened to you? And Stephen just has the warmest smile, and he goes, no, He goes, because it's what shaped me as I am today.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. I've had a lot of bad shit. A lot of losses happen. But I'm like, you know, I like the Stacey that I am now. Like, you know, if I've gone through and survived all of this, you get to see who's there for you, who has your back, friends, family. And I think it, you know, even though it sucks when you're in the middle of it, you're able to find those little lighthouses, let it be music, let it be a show, let it be a comfort, you know, from a friend. And I think when you get to the other side of it, which I know sounds impossible, you're going to be like Megan 2.0, like the movie, Myth the Regan. And you're just going to be like, wow, I'm stronger now, like that I got through this. So
yeah.
We're here for you, girl. And we're sending nothing but good, positive vibes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's all you can really do. Like, don't ask me what else I need. I don't need anything else, guys.
Yeah, leave poor Megan alone. Just send good vibes. Send her yes. photos of Kiri and good vibes.
Yeah. So just to move on past that deep stuff.
We got a little deep. Yep. Yep.
But we got to keep it real with what's actually going on. It wouldn't be like real if I came on and just tried to be like happy-go-lucky. That's not how things are right now.
Nope.
But let's talk about this trip. We did not tell anybody that we were going to Denver. And
we were sneaky sneaks. Like, we were good. Why didn't we tell anybody?
The biggest thing, well, first of all, it kind of came out of like you not being able to go to New York and you really wanting to kind of like do something during your spring break. And we knew that there were some shows during your spring break and mm-hmm. I had some vacation time I could take. So since my break was like the week before that, but we had like kind of toyed with the idea of doing a show that we like would travel a little further for. But we didn't get tickets in pre-sale. We had to do resale through like StubHub. And I was like so scared that we were like not that like we were going to jinx it by like saying anything and that like the tickets weren't going to work out.
Like, guys, I began to make a joke to her one time before the trip. I was like, can you imagine we go all that way? They won't even let us in. We have to go to a Denny's. I order a Denver omelet. And Megan was like, stop. You're putting that into the universe. And I'm like, that would be our luck to go all that way. But that would kind of suck if everybody was like, oh, they're going to Denver. And then we're like, psych, we got scammed.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think typically you can trust those kind of resale websites, but it's just like nerve wracking because you can't transfer the tickets until like a certain amount of time before mm-hmm. the show. So we didn't really know if we had those tickets until like a couple days before we left. So
You were in front of me and you were like, oh, they got, you know, in. And I'm like,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they came. So, by the time Stacey got to me, we did know that we had the tickets and we kind of like started dropping little hints and stuff that we were doing something. So that was fun.
Bunch of Taylor Swifts over here, you know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people ended up thinking that we were going to New York for the Stranger Things premiere on Broadway because it ended up being that same
night. I didn't even realize until we started seeing all the stuff. I went, oh, that's why a lot of the cast is there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Super cool. So, it was not that. We may still try to go to New York again this year, but we'll see. But so the Denver show, we chose that one because Stacey does not like to fly by herself. So drive to me and then she could fly with me. But I love Denver. I've been there like multiple times, usually for live music for Trevor Hall shows, which is like another artist that I've been like obsessed with. So I've seen Trevor Hall there like 5 times, 6 maybe.
I was unaware that you've been to Denver for him that many times.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, give me the dealio about this Trevor Hall guy. And you knew your way around. You knew what was available. Like, guys, travel with Megan. She is like a little like travel guide and she plans stuff and she'll like know like, well, this is an alternate thing we can do, but she's not one of those we have to stick to the list. She's like, well, we have options. I have it in my notes app. And I'm like, thank God you're prepared, because the whole weekend you were like, would you want to do this or that? I'm like, I'm just here for the vibes, dude. Like, whatever.
But so I love Denver. So that was a big pull for that show. And also it was the cheapest flights. Like, we looked at Phoenix.
Hell,
we looked at Wisconsin. And it was the cheapest flights from, we flew from DC actually, which was like an hour drive from me. So, but yeah, we'll have to talk about DC because I got to take Stacy to something that she really enjoyed. And that was like spur of the moment too. So we definitely did like spur of the moment things too during the trip. So
we laughed a lot. We definitely laughed a lot, which I felt was needed, you know, with everything going on. And, you know, we were busy definitely, but it was one of those like, we did stuff, but it wasn't like we had to stick to a schedule. You know, it was mostly us just catching vibes and relaxing. And this was our first like trip, just you and I together. And whenever she pointed out the Rocky Mountains, like, guys, you know me, I don't get out much. Like, I never leave Massachusetts. So I like turned and I go, look at them.
Yeah. But then I like would not shut up about it. I literally probably told you to look at the mountains like 25 times.
And, you know, I turned around and looked every single time.
But that's just one of the cool things about Denver, too, is like you can just like be walking down the street and then like suddenly this like mountain view is like there in the distance, which is so cool. And the sky is so big. I kept telling Stacy, like, I didn't know how to describe it, but like, don't you agree with me, right? Like, I just don't understand why.
Vast open spaces, like maybe we're closer because you were like, we're a little higher up, you know? And, you know, when we arrived, it was nighttime, but it was beautiful weather the entire time, you know?
Yeah.
And even that night when we got out of the airport, which I'm like walking out, I'm like, this is where Dyer 2 is. Oh, that's why it's such a big airport. Right away, filming locations. You like looked up at the sky and you went, it's just huge skies. And I'm like, oh, okay. The next day, literally, I was thinking that. I'm like, look, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's huge. Like, this is, I was about to say something really dumb. I was about to be like, musicals like Oklahoma are written about this. No, Stace, not Oklahoma.
I was like, you know, we're in Colorado, right? She
was like, and the look on my face, I'm like, yes.
Not great at geography. That's okay. We love her anyway.
You're talking to the person who literally went, I don't know, Arkansas? Sounds made up. And my coworker went, no, my brother lives there right now. And I go, sounds like a made up state.
That's the country song. At that one bar we went to, the country song was playing. It's like, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. That is made up.
Cut to me right away going, wait a second.
Oh, that the music in that place was amazing.
But loved that bar, which we will get to. But
yeah, let's go in order.
You did a lot of good like research that we found really cool places. Like, I have to thank you because you know, basically planned this trip. You found a really cute Airbnb. You arranged the flights and everything. I drove down to see Megan. It was the day after Easter. I just like, I you know, I'm terrible at following the GPS. I love that you were like, you didn't have the volume on your GPS. And I'm like, no, Jeanette called and I started taking like 9 wrong turns. And you're like, Stacey, if you don't know where you're going, put the volume on. I did that on the way home. I got home early. Look at that.
There you go.
But made good time, you know, did Maryland. Then we ended up, you know, getting ready the next day. And I'd never been to Washington. So right away, Megan's so cute because we like had time to kill, but we couldn't like screw around too much. She goes, I'll drive around DC a little bit. And she kept going, I'm going to bring you to the mall. And I'm like, like a mall with a food court? And just she's side-eyeing me like, she didn't just say that. And I'm like, what mall? Like, we have a mall in New Hampshire. And literally you went, no, it's a giant lawn for the like monument. And I'm like, they call it a lawn, you know, but it was crowded, a lot of food trucks. We didn't get out of the car, but we drove around a little bit.
Saw the Washington Monument. That's the big one. You saw it from the plane, too, on the way back, which was pretty cool.
I sure did. Yeah. I was like, look at that. I'm like, is that water? I'm like, what water is? I'm like a little kid. And Megan's just trying to get a little bit of sleep. And she's like, I don't know. It's a river. And I'm like, is that the Chicopee Bay? And you're like,
Chesapeake.
Making shit up, guys.
Chickpea Bay.
Chickpea? Like, you know, hummus. So we're driving around. I'm like getting pumped. And right away I went, wait a second. Wait a tick. Because as we know, Stacey's a horror movie fan. And I'm a huge fan of the original Exorcist and Exorcist 3. Only watch those two. Megan, don't watch them. And right away I went,
I won't.
The Exorcist stairs are near here. That's like speaking a different language to Megan. And Megan's like, we'll look up the address. Because I'm like, is Georgetown like near here? It was like 10 minutes away. we drove, and it's exactly how it is in the movie, the, you know, notorious steps. And you had to pay to park at the bottom, which I get it. You know, a lot of people probably do stop there. And it was 15 fucking bucks. And I remember we got out and the attendant came out of nowhere. Like, literally, I think he had a trap door, you know, and he was like, did you pay? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm a debit step now. Megan goes, are we going up? And as we know, I'm very anti-exercise or anything with an incline. I looked at it and I go, we paid 15 bucks. We're going up. We went up six stairs and Megan's like, well, tell me, why are these stairs important? So I'm trying to like recap the last like 2 minutes of The Exorcist, this big, at least in my eyes, moving ending. I get winded like six steps up and I go, okay, we're going to take a break and I'm going to tell you the rest of the ending. We reached the top. We took a bunch of cute photos. Another couple had come in. I love that you and I were like, did they pay?
They didn't. They didn't even park their car. They like left their door open.
Lawless. That you could tell the attendant was about to like go like grab a net and throw it over them. But we took some photos. I got grit in my mouth because I lay down like I had fallen down the stairs because, you know, yeah, that's appropriate.
That was the theme of the weekend too.
That was it. Anytime Stacey can get her ass down on a dirty ground, I can do it. And it was just a lot of fun. And then we like got to this airport, and I'm used to huge airports like Logan. This is why I have like,
yeah,
I have traveling anxiety.
Well, we learned on the way back that it is a big airport. We were just in like the small original terminal of
you reading the year
airport
that it was built. I was like, look at her looking this up.
Yeah, I had to look it up on the way back because I was like, wait, there's more to this airport, because we were so confused. We were like, this is, what am I in, like a small town in Italy? Like,
what
this
is
such a tiny
airport for ants? Yeah.
But it was DCA, Reagan, DC airport. And yeah.
So Megan goes, don't look up anything about this airport we're flying out of. Now, you would think like
Did you look it up when you got back?
No, I still haven't.
Yeah.
But right away, I took her warning and I'm like, I won't look it up, you know? And she didn't tell me until we landed that there's been like some crashes and stuff and people
yeah
clapped.
Just like recently, yeah,
recently. And you were trying to explain it, you're like, something with the helicopters in the White House.
Yeah, I don't even know. My parents are just like, isn't that where those plane crashes have happened lately? I'm like, I don't know, I'm not changing the flight.
Because when I told you, I texted my sister because she was like, what airport? And you went, did Alexis say anything about the airport? And I go, no. And I'm like, oh, why would she? Guys, when we landed, like, it kind of gave a little, I keep saying fishtail, but like it jerked around a little bit. But I think a bump is like turbulence. And Megan's like, relax, you're fine. And when people started clapping, that is, my soul left my body. And Megan goes, actually, they have good reason to clap because planes have crashed and people have died. And then you went, I was waiting to tell you that. And I'm like, thanks, Meg.
Yeah. When we got back safe, then you could know. Yeah. But DC airport was fun, especially the little terminal. There was a nice little like bar restaurant in the middle.
We had a little, you know, vibe going, which, you know, we got sandwiches and cocktails and we had to, you know, of course, do boomerangs. I guess I accidentally ordered two Reubens and the woman was like, two Reubens, and me and Megan are like, one. And she goes, you ordered two, because you had to order on your phone. I just completely gave up and I went, okay. And I just took the extra plate. I'm like, I'm about to get on a plane. This is a dangerous game, but I didn't eat it all, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
And
my
tuna
melt was good too. I always eating a tuna melt.
You love your tuna, you know? That's why I was like, no, dolphins aren't made out of tuna. That'd be fucked. Could you imagine?
Dolphins
are getting caught in the net.
Yeah, yeah. That was a thing when we were kids.
There's a whole subplot in the movie Lethal Weapon 2 where you don't eat tuna because of the dolphins and the nets. So they order subs and, of course, Danny Glover has tuna. And they're like, Dad, you're not supposed to, the dolphins. But one time Megan said, what animal do I remind you of? And I went, dolphin. And then for me, raccoon.
Yeah.
Each other or what?
We did that thing. It's like a Instagram, TikTok thing, but I never posted it. I did we got all those photos and we've never posted it. Maybe I'll post it at some point where you like say like what the other person reminds you of or something like that. So
it was cute. Yeah. But no, we vibed, you know, we weren't sitting together. But
oh yeah, because we did not sit together on the way there because we would have had to pay like $60 extra to sit together. I'm like,
Stacey may or may not have had a cocktail or two in her before we were on a flight. And I'm like, we're not sitting together and where we don't both don't have window seats, because if you have a window seat, I used to hate a window seat.
We now had window seats on the way there.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we found out we had middle seats and stuff, and we were at the bar vibing, and I right away went, let's sit together. And you're like, it's going to cost more. And I'm like,
yeah.
Daddy,
but we were
bucks.
Smart.
Like,
we were smart because we did it where we only paid for one person. Like, because
yep.
we had already gotten the seats for the way back. And so I knew where I was. And so I just changed Stacy's seat to be like next to me. So that was
smart.
And
Megan was so done with me at that point. She literally went, I'm going to shut my eyes and go to sleep. And I went, okay. Because she was like, there is another man sitting in this room with us. Like, behave yourself. So I read, you know, my smut and I was fine. But
yeah.
Flight was fine. We landed. It was dark. And it was right away. I'm like, why does this airport look familiar? Die Hard 2 airport, guys. Huge. But we were, you know, we got on the little train. I looked like a puppet. I looked like a Jim Hansen creature. I was very overly tired, but that's when we kind of like let the cat out of the bag. We're in Denver, surprise.
Yeah. I tried to get off the wrong side of the train. Luckily, there was a guy that helped me. But
he was cute, too. And
he was
like,
cute.
He kept
and then he
seeing
was like,
us, like,
yeah,
circle
he saw
around.
Us later, like, while we were lost trying to find water on our way out to the train.
But I awkwardly fucking waved to him, and I'm like, why did I just do that? And you're like, I think he works here. And I go, either that or he thinks we need, like, assistance.
A babysitter.
We're having a hard time, man. But we took the train, and it was dark out, but it was such nice weather and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it was
Megan,
nice the whole time.
Megan, God bless you. Right away, Megan goes, well, the Airbnb is within walking distance, which, you know, in Stacy language, that doesn't exist. But I was feeling good. And she goes, okay, we're going to get off and we're going to kind of go through this little like art district and we're going to go up a few blocks to it. Already, I'm like, the air is kind of thin. Everyone was warning me. They were like, they sell oxygen in a can. You're not going to do well. The air's thin. The air's thin. I'm like, bullshit. No, the air is thin, guys. Be warned. So Megan's trying to like, Megan's excited. It's like, you know, dark out, is shit out. And she's walking, leading the parade. And I'm behind her. And she keeps talking to me. But I am concentrating both on not tripping and breathing. So at one point I go, we're not talking. We're walking right now. And Megan goes, well, it's only two more blocks. Then we have to cut through a dark alley. And I go, cutting through a dark alley at night. I cannot wait. Like, a little tired, but we got to the Airbnb and the woman who runs it, lovely. A lot of stairs, though. That was the theme of the weekend, stairs.
Yeah, I ran into the host on, I kept calling it Saturday. So it was, we were there from Tuesday to Thursday. But in my mind, it felt like a weekend. So I was calling Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday was Saturday, and Thursday was Sunday in my head. So
imagine the look on my face. I'm like, okay, yeah.
I was about to say I ran into the Airbnb host on Saturday, but I guess it was Wednesday morning. But yeah, the stairs were steep. So that's what I said. There was a theme of like steep stairs for the weekend. But other than that, it was like on the second floor of this house and it was super cute and comfy and perfect.
You were so cute
for what
when
we needed.
You went, the couch, you know, turns into a bed. And I go, no, I'm good. And you went, Stacy, turns into a bed. And I go, it's going to be a pullout. Those hurt the metal bar. It was like she had to put on her teacher voice and she was like, Stacy, my brother owns one. It's not like that. And then once she like unfolded the jigsaw, you know, bed couch, she goes, see, I was right. And I was like, yeah, you were. Like, whoops. And I love that night too, we figured out Voodoo Donuts is in Denver.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I usually never DoorDash, but I was like, fuck it, we're on vacation.
We did
it.
A lot of DoorDashing that weekend.
We did. We were a little like fucking
The Mexican food was good that we DoorDashed on
Tuesday
night.
The food in Denver
Tuesday
is amazing. And I didn't think Denver was known for their food, but like at one point me and her are just sitting so happy eating our donuts and it's like midnight and we're just like, this was the correct choice. And I'm like, glad we did this. This was good.
Yeah. Then we had to DoorDash coffee both mornings too because it was walking distance with air quotes.
Fuck you. Then the next day, it was still beautiful weather. You know, we brought backpacks, like little bags, because you couldn't really bring too big of a carry-on, but we were efficient. And
yeah, we weren't paying extra for a carry-on. But we had our personal item.
Dude, when I was watching that guy try to slam his like carry-on into the thing that has to fit, I'm like, just keep punching it. Keep punching it in, you know, like freaking out. But luckily ours fit and we dressed appropriate. I had my little sneaks on and we decided to check out some of the art around downtown, correct?
Yeah, it's not downtown Denver. It's called Rhino, River yes. North neighborhood. So it's like an arts district and there's lots of like murals, like street art on the walls of like the buildings around there. So I'd been there before, but they change out the murals all the time. So it was all new stuff. So we saw some cool stuff. I liked my little elephant that I took a picture in front of. And that under the sea scene was fun.
Mm. You showed me pictures of previous years.
Oh, you had a donut.
There was a donut one, but yeah. Like a car pulled up right, like parking right in front of it. I was like, am I going to get killed? It was really cool.
I had seen Stranger Things art on some of those murals the last time I was there, which was like a long time ago, but maybe 2018.
So talented. I love, like, first of all, Rhino, we were keeping with the Gladiator 2 theme, apparently.
Yeah, and didn't you think it was funny, too, that, like, it's called Rhino, R-I-N-O, but, like, they have, like, pictures of rhinos all over the place because, they embrace that rhino. Yeah.
that's their little, you know, mascot. But yeah. I've always been fascinated. I've never been to the L.A. Art District, you know, because they do murals. And it was, like, a smaller version of that, but it was spread all out, and Megan kind of knew where to go and stuff. We went over this like clear bridge that went over
the
tracks.
Over the train tracks, yeah. Because we were walking around and kept seeing the mountains, right? Mm. So I was like, we need to get up high on like one of these rooftops because we'll have a really good view. So we're just walking and I'm like Googling like rooftop brunch rhino.
Look at her.
And so we found a cool spot and it was great. It was like lunch, but
that was delightful. We threw the waitress off a little bit because we were like, can we sit outside? Because they were just opening. And she probably thought, what basic white bitch is. Like,
but it was nice out. It was perfect.
She was lovely. It was a beautiful day. We got to see the Rockies. We must have said, look at the Rockies 1,000 times. We did our boomerang, had some great, you know, grub. And it was just cool being that high up. Usually I'm not crazy about heights, but like
it wasn't super high. What was it, like 14 floors or something like that?
Yeah, like it would kill you, but like you know, at the same time you get to see the Rockies on your way down, so beautiful. But we had a lot of fun and I didn't realize because
ate caviar.
I had caviar. I know, we were living bougie, guys. Yeah. She had these little, like, what were they, wontons?
It was like a little salmon toast thingies.
Look at me saying wontons. I don't know what the fuck we ate, but she goes, look, caviar. And I have never had caviar. I only know it from the movie Overboard with Goldie Hawn. And I right away went, oh, and I had one. Would I order it again?
It was good with the salmon. It was kind of like, usually you have like capers on salmon.
Yeah, it has to have something on it, I feel. Yeah. It has to go with something. But right away I was like, oh, look at us. Look at us living our best life. And we had bomb ass pizza.
Yeah, took that home, which was a smart decision because I had those leftovers after the concert.
It was so funny. I love a charcuterie board. And I'm like, we're doing that as an app as well. And it comes covered in blueberries, which I'm allergic to blueberries. And my ride or die right away.
Blueberries everywhere.
She right away, like a little Hoover vacuum. She's just eating them. And she goes, I think I got them all. And I'm like, that is friendship right there. But it was really, really nice. And I believe we're taking an Uber back. We got back to the Airbnb for a little bit. And then you found a beer garden, correct?
Yeah. So, So we just went back to the Airbnb and then we went to the beer garden.
Charlie's Garden.
Which was also, quote unquote, walking distance.
We did walk for that.
I made Stacey walk a little bit more than she would have liked to, but I did not make her hike. So
she did not make me hike. I did not bitch too. And I was like, okay, it's within walking distance. Okay. She was getting my best fitness life on. And if I have the promise of beer at the end of the rainbow, I will power walk. Yeah. And it was
beautiful
day. Except
Stacey orders espresso martini at the beer garden.
Guys, I'm not even kidding you. Like, so that's my drink of choice, either gin and tonic or espresso martini. We're at the beer garden. I'm not like, I'll drink beer, but I'm not crazy. This sick fuck is like, try my sour beer. And I'm like, this is hell.
Delicious.
Like, gross. So right away I go, oh, they have cocktails. I made such a mistake. I go, could you get me an espresso martini? And even Megan kind of looked at me like, yeah, at a beer garden in Denver. Yeah. She comes back and just, you know, when you just see it, like when you know your iced coffee's been made wrong, it looks like sewer water. No offense to this place.
But
no, I guess
the
even
bartender
the...
was great, but like the noise she made when I asked for the espresso martini.
Only Stacey would order a fucking espresso martini at a beer garden. But right away, Megan goes, she sits down, she goes, I don't think this is going to be any good by the looks of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm just catching a buzz. Guys, it was a struggle, but I drank every fucking drop and it tasted like shit. And we were just vibing. We're relaxing and stuff, getting ready for the show.
You got sunburn, unfortunately. That was... The sun is very strong in Denver.
My nose is still pink and I am that asshole. I would have to wear like the white stripe, like in, you know, Jaws, but I didn't realize we're up on a fucking roof and I'm facing the sun the whole time. And right away, we get back to the Airbnb and I go, what the fuck? And you went, yeah, you got it real bad. And I'm like, eh, like I look like I'm Rumpelstiltskin, but the
you were
power
fine.
Of foundation, guys. And also at that point, I had enough drinks in me that I was like, I don't care.
Then we went back and got ready for the concert. And,
you looked cute as shit, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I was trying to explain your outfit to somebody. I butchered it. I was like, just look at the picture. You looked really cute.
Yeah, I don't know if we really took any pictures of like
we took one great selfie together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was like swishy pants, black swishy pants, which were super comfortable. And then this like long sleeve white turtleneck type shirt, but it was like cropped. And then the pants were really like high waisted, so
it worked there. You looked like Xenon from the 21st century.
Xenon, yes, that's a compliment.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
So I did not wear my glitter freckles. We didn't think that was the vibe.
Literally, I looked. I go, I have a sunburn. I can't do this. So I think I'm gonna do it. Maybe at Philly. Maybe at Boston. I already know Brandy's gonna be like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, chill, baby." But you found a really cool bar after that because you were like,
"Yeah,
let's continue
this was
this party."
Like the actually only two blocks from our Airbnb. So it was called
Yacht Club.
Yeah, yep. So it was such a cool vibe, like just playing country music. I felt like I was back on the East Coast. Like
loved it. She knew every single word, guys. So I'm sitting
all
at the bar
songs.
Glancing. And you were like, I love this music. And that bartender, he was your yin to your yang.
Yeah,
like,
he loved me. I was like, sorry, Stacey, sorry for singing. And he's like, you don't apologize for singing all the words to the best music there ever was.
So just imagine the look on my face. I'm like, they're ganging up on me. They're going to take me out back and beat me with a rubber hose and sing like, I don't know, Faith Hill or something.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. And those cocktails were amazing. Like, those were some of the best cocktails.
I love a zany cocktail. I was trying to explain them to Brandy yesterday. And Brandy goes, Old Bay, huh? And I go, in honor of Megan, I had an Old Bay martini, which, yes, it did taste like shrimp water. But man, it packed a punch.
Yeah, mine, I liked, what did I get first? That coffee one?
The one with the fluff.
Yeah, it had like, it was kind of basically like cold brew, but like as a cocktail. It had like fluff on top, which was really yummy. And then we asked the bartender for like his favorites. So he made us two, and they were really good too, I thought.
Yours had a pickled carrot.
Yeah, it did.
Mine, I don't even remember the name of the second ones, but literally like, we were like, we're drinking for effect. You probably was like, okay, raging alcoholics. But it was just a nice vibe. They were making like, what was it? Oysters in the
corner? Yeah, in the front. If I had realized that oyster shucking was going on sooner, we definitely would have done a couple of oyster shots before we left.
Are you a big oyster gal?
I do love oysters. Yeah.
It's snot.
No, it's so good. You got to put the cocktail sauce on it. Some lemon.
It's not that makes you horny. Like, just.
Yeah, it's an aphrodisiac.
And we're going to go see which this was funny. So the bartender goes, who are you going to see? And Megan goes, oh, we're going to go see Joe. And he's like, I don't know who that is. And what did you say?
I was like, well, you probably do. Have you seen Stranger Things? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, he's Steve Harrington on Stranger Things, Joe Keery. And he was like, oh, that makes sense. That guy is handsome as shit. Or that dude's like handsome as shit.
We're like, yeah, it's true. It's true. And he's like, wow, look at him, you know, selling out the play. Wow, you know. So that was pretty funny. And me and her took turns going to the bathroom where we fell in love with the wallpaper.
Oh, yeah. It was like flamingos.
Flamingo black wallpaper.
I wanted to go back to the yacht club after the show, but Stacey was a little tired.
You tried to hint to it. You were like, so we're going to keep this going? And I'm like, it's like midnight. I'm such like a wet fart.
It wasn't literally even midnight. It was like 10:30.
And you literally go, do you want to go back? And I'm like, no. And like, you can tell her right away. Megan's like, okay, we will get to that part of the evening later. But like, me and her were like, okay. But we got into, so we're waiting for our Uber to take us to the venue. I watch a guy try to parallel park across the street. He fucking hits the back car. And I loudly, in my voice, go, oh my God, he hit the car. That guy flew down the street. He committed a crime. And right away, I'm like, well, I gotta chill out a little bit. Like, but we got another Uber driver, which right away, who are you going to go see? Jill, God bless Megan. I was like, you just stop talking, Megan. You look out the window right away. It's Steve Harrington from Stranger Things. Oh, I've only seen a few episodes. Well, you should really see it. And I'm like, am I in hell? Like, this is never ending.
No, I was like, just like hoping that Stacey wouldn't bring up that we had a podcast about it. I was like, Stacey, don't be that guy.
I was this close to doing it, and I admitted it later. I was like, just to fill up the awkward silence. And you went, that's why I kept talking, so you wouldn't end up saying that. I'm like, we work well together.
I said that so many bartenders and Uber drivers probably learned about Joe's music in all the cities that he's touring in right now. Like, that's like probably like just a funny thing.
That is just the gift that keeps on giving. Because like I said, like, I knew he sung a little bit, but whenever Megan's like, well, check out these on his new album, Decide. I'll never forget driving home from work. And I'm like, Steve's got some fucking pipes on him. Like, voice of an angel. So here we are today. What was the name of the venue?
So we were at the Mission Ballroom, which is in Denver. It was a great venue. I had not been there before, but like, a lot of the venues in Denver are all like owned by one big company or whatever. So they're all kind of like related. So I'd been to a couple other venues like that are under the same company. But we're going to give you some insider information. I mean, the tour is like more than halfway over in the U.S., so it probably won't help you. But
the world tour.
All of the venues that used AXS for like ticketing have something called Quick Pass, which so like most of my shows that I'm doing were all AXS venues. DC is the only one that used Ticketmaster that I'm going to. So I don't have this Quick Pass for DC, but Quick Pass is like you get your own separate line that's separate from GA, and you get to go in like when the doors open. Now, obviously, VIP was going in before that because they sold VIP, and they sold about 200 VIP tickets, which we kind of found out a little bit more as we were like going to the show and talking to other people who had been to the shows. So VIP had this whole wristband system. I'm not doing VIP until my Brooklyn show, maybe for Philly if we switch tickets. But the Quick Pass line was great because
I loved it.
We rolled up at the venue at 5:15. Like we had a great day. We were exploring Denver, like drinking cocktails, going to beer gardens.
Caviar, shitty, you know, espresso martinis in yacht club. We were living life.
Yeah. So we got there at 5:15. There were only 30 people ahead of us in the Quick Pass line. And some of those Quick Pass people had been there since like first thing in the morning. But like a lot of the GA line had been there since first thing in the morning. So
Which I get it, but at the same token, like, and you know, it's kind of like you want to get up there, but at the same time, VIP needs to go through, you know, it's almost like a staggering thing. That's just how it works. And I know some people, they like a few people did see Joe. He was grabbing coffee and stuff. I'm just at the age that I'm like, I'm not going to camp out all day and get an even worse sunburn just to see a glimpse of him.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because you and I were fortunate enough to do Upside Down Con and we met him in such a fantastic way. We were there for the music and the vibes, but it was cute because when we were in line, we met this group of young ladies and, of course, me, you know, Stacy. Right away, Megan goes to use the bathroom and we're just talking and stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I've met him. I'm like, I coming across as a braggy asshole, but they loved it, our photos, and they were like, how is he? And we got into talking and stuff, and they were from like Dallas, I think.
Yeah, they drove from Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
They were sweet, and they were like big fans of the show, of Stranger Things too. So, and they told their Uber driver all about Stranger Things on the way there too.
We weren't alone.
So.
Yeah.
We were the only ones.
Who's this Kiri guy? What the hell?
Yeah.
But it was just cool. Like, I like to people watch a little bit, and it was like, a lot of young people and stuff, but a lot of people our age as well, people with their parents, which was cool. But it was cool seeing like the signs that they were making, because the next day was technically Joe's birthday. Mm. People had party hats made. Some of the outfits were cute as hell. Some of them looked uncomfortable, but like people were using the colors from Decide or doing different things with keys with the Crux. Like, I love seeing stuff like that. So I was doing a lot of people watching, but it was... And it didn't hit me until later on, but I was like, wow, his music career is huge now. Because look at that General Mission line. There's like 200 people wrapped around the building.
Oh, it's yeah. I mean, massive. There were like the people at the venue were saying like it's like over 3,000 like people.
Isn't that insane?
In that venue. Yeah. So they were like the 200 VIPs go in and then there was like 150 quick pass people. And then the other 3,000 are the ones like standing outside in line that get to come in afterwards. So we got to go in right a little bit before doors opened.
Yeah.
And the spot on the floor that we had gotten when we went in was great. Like it was right in the middle. There were some tall people like in front of us, but I think that that's why we were able, like if we had gone like to like one of the sides to
going to the side, you wouldn't have got as close.
We wouldn't have been as close. So we kind of like just dealt with the tall people, but we watched some of Post Animal before you decided to go find a seat in the balcony, which
was
a smart choice.
Yeah,
for you.
I just, you know, I'm getting over COVID, guys, without getting too into it. But like, you know, my health isn't the best and I'm in high altitude. And I'm at the ripe old age of 36 that I was like, I loved being that close, especially with Megan. But like Megan was telling me all of her history of being at shows solo and stuff. It's usually like, I watch too much Dateline, even though I know Megan can handle herself separating. But I was like, we both have our phones. You know, I can kind of see everything. And I literally was like, I'm wheezing now. I'm not going to be comfortable. I'm either going to, and we're packed in like sardines because it's a sold out show. So my feet felt great. It was just my wheezing. So literally I was like, I want to actually enjoy the music instead of like actually like struggling to breathe. And I went. And also, I don't want to move. Like, nothing, you know, Post Animal was amazing, but I was like, I don't want to start moving through the ocean of fucking people when Joe hits the stage.
Yeah, no, you left at a good time, I think.
So I kind of, like, leaned in, told her. I was like, you know, I'm going to go sit in the balcony and stuff. Everyone was so nice, too, because I say thank you and sorry way too much, but I was like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And it was like, whoa, if you're claustrophobic, that's not your vibe. And everyone was like, you're good, you're good, you're good. And I'm like... Okay,
yeah.
I told Megan, I was like, take good photos. And I disappeared into the sea of humans, went to the bar, got a water, and I listened to two more Post Animal songs. I am guilty. I only know a few songs, but that Caving In song,
that was
that's
good.
What magic's made out of. I literally, and it was just like the lighting and stuff. Beautiful.
Such a vibe. Yeah.
I loved it. I'm downloading more of their music. I was like, well, this is really good. And I asked the bartender, I go, how do I get up on the balcony? And he went, well, there's kind of like a back pathway. He goes, but it's kind of dark. He goes, take the elevator. Elevator City. So I go. And now I'm like, I got a brand new iPhone. Like, I don't care that I'm far away. I just want to listen to the music. The doors open up and right away it's dark as shit. And I'm like, that's when it hit me. I was like, oh my God, this place is packed. I'm like, I would have definitely have fucking fainted if I had stayed down there, which you're a trooper, Megan. You're like Tom Berenger in Platoon. You're just there in the moment, man. And I looked at the sea humans and I kept trying to like find Megan's head because her long straight hair is kind of easy to find. Found you a few times, but I was like, this is like something out of a movie. It looks almost AI. There's so many people down there.
Yeah. And I think one of the guys from Post Animal at one point said that it like was like a spaceship. Like it was like, because it was very circular. And
yes.
like the sea of people just went like from the stage all the way up the sides of like the building. Like,
you know what it reminded me of? In Toy Story, when all the aliens are like, the claw.
Oh, yeah.
Claw was Joe. But right away, I was like, holy shit. And I took a few photos, but I was like, Megan's down there. That's so cool. But I found an area with a straight shot. It was further back, but it was against a balcony. And it's like staggered seating, so like no one would be in front of you. So people are sitting around me. And I loudly announced, don't mind if I do. And I sat on that chair like I was mounting a horse. And I'm like, oh, this is a good vibe. And like just then the runner intro starts, which I said on Instagram earlier. Probably after Fergie, You Out at End of Beginning, that was my third favorite part of the show, because what a, like, that's the first song off the album, right, Runner?
Yeah, yeah.
Such a hype thing, and I'm glad it's getting its, like, moment, because they didn't get to tour with that album, but just the boom, 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 and the lighting and the smoke, like, man, like, chills. Like, my body was on a different planet. So I'm, like, filming, and I'm like, oh, this is so pretty cool. And then, like, a few songs go through, and I'm like, this is a really good area I'm sitting. Like, man, I lucked out. And then I look straight ahead on the little railing, and there's the little handicapped man sitting in his chair looking at me going, you fucking asshole. And I glance to my left, and I glance to my right. Everyone's in wheelchairs. Guys, I crashed the handicap section.
It's the ADA section. I think that you were fine. I'm sure, you know, that, yeah.
Maybe my handicap was, you know, invisible. Maybe it was in my head, you know? So right away I went, oh my God. So at first I went, I can't let Megan know this. And then I'm like, no, this won't make a funny story. So I'm like, okay, just, you know, don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Next thing you know, I'm swaying back and forth my fucking phone. I was in their space. I found my crew that night. I was like, this is my posse, okay? But I thought it was kind of cool. Megan was in it. I kept calling it the pit. My friend Melissa was like, no, Stacey, that's the floor. And I'm like, she goes, the pit is if they start like a mosh pit or something. And I'm like, okay. But it was cool. Like, you got one point of view from up the balcony, and then Megan's on the floor. Explain what the floor was like, because I know the coconut milk was off. I couldn't do it.
I loved it. It was fine. I love the just crowds in Denver for live music are always like fantastic. Everybody's so chill. So for the most part, like, we were behind like the two tall guys that I mentioned, and then like another tall person. And for the most part, though, I had like a good window like in between them. Not until the very end was I like kind of like stuck behind one of them and kept having to like look to either side. But the people like to the sides of me and behind me, though, were all super cool. And there was like, it was like not all like girls. It was like guys,
a
too.
Lot of guys,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, and the guys knew all the words to these
Which
Joe songs, too. I was like, I'm so here for this. But the couple behind me and then like the guys on either side, like, I feel like I just kind of like, I like to like dance during the opener a little bit just to like,
you do,
you know, like kind of set that expectation of like how much like room I need. Like, so there was a couple times where like people tried to like come up and like push ahead of us.
Oh, fuck
no.
And
I was like not having it. Like the girls that ended up like right behind us, they were okay. But like then these other two girls tried to come up and they were like, our friend's up there. And I looked at them and I was like Santa Claus. You're lying. And I was like,
classic,
was like,
teacher.
If you're going to go, you better keep going because you're not standing right in front of me.
This is why I love her. She's such a badass because she's telling me that. She goes, we basically all formed an alliance. I started it that nobody was going to take advantage, which that makes sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a dick move.
Yeah.
You know, people.
There
people
was another
good money.
There was these two other girls who were walking around like pushing through everybody like, who wants to mosh? We're looking for who wants to mosh. The guy next to me is like moshing at a Joe show. And I just kept thinking about you, who kept saying you wanted to mosh.
I'm going like, to mosh. Post Animal like doesn't even finish their set. I'm like, no, I'm done.
I'm such an asshole. And I was like, I think those girls over there were dancing a lot.
I love that you directed them in the wrong direction because you're like, no.
I was like, no, you're not
moshing
doing this. Here.
I love it though. Like you made sure you had room and stuff. Like you're adorable. Like the best way to describe it, guys, is when we do our Joe episodes, I can see, you know, Megan in the little window when we listen to Spotify. Clearly we're not recording, copyright. And I just see her kind of like, you know, bobbing her head and stuff. And I'm like, she's feeling it. So that was the only bummer thing that I didn't get to witness that. But like certain songs, I was like, oh yeah, she's vibing, I bet, right now. She's feeling it.
And the crowd up there was really cool. I don't know if you could tell like from the balcony, like at least the first half of the crowd was just really into it, dancing, singing along.
It seemed like people were moving and stuff. They were enjoying themselves. I didn't see like, because usually from that point of view, that high up, you can tell when people are pushing and shit. Everybody looked pretty safe and respectful and stuff. Like, these are all fans. Like, the girls that were behind you during Post-Animal, where's Steve? And I'm like...
Yeah, then I had to... They did enjoy Post-Animal because they wanted to look them
up. Explained.
I had to spell it for them.
They didn't know how to spell... Okay, well, you know.
I was like, post, P-O-S-T. And then the second word is animal. They were like, okay.
Did you hear one of them? They went... Because they have these like signs that light up PA, and they went Pennsylvania, and one of the boyfriends went no, and I'm like, I was dying, and then he asked like Just Dance started playing, and right away
there was like playlist playing like before the show, yeah,
which I tried so bad, but like some of the it was a little clearer than other. I last year just learned how to use Shazam, but somebody used Shazam in front of us, and me and Megan just eyed each other, and you went, did they get it? And I could tell when it doesn't pick up on it. I go, no, it's too loud in here. But there were some good, you know, vibes going on. Definitely, I think there was even a Paul McCartney song at one point.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it wasn't bad.
Those country songs that Joe has been into. They played your Gambler that you love.
That played when I took the story being like, guys, I'm up on the balcony because I'm like, this is fucking perfect. Stacey knew when to fold them. But it went by, in my eyes, really quick, just simply because we know these songs inside and out. But like we said in that other episode, music is magic, live music. And it just was so nice. Like right away, I was like, I made the correct choice. And it was just so cool. And I'm like, oh, this is such a good vibe. And I'm like, you know, I bet Megan's probably on the same level right now. Like this is healing. This feels so good just being with this many fans. And then he played Figure You Out.
Yeah. He played Guys. Your babe. That was pretty early on. Well, it was probably maybe like halfway, I want to say, because so I hadn't been paying too much attention to like what was on the set list, what wasn't on the set list. I was trying not to.
You were being good, yeah.
But I know I had seen like sometimes he wasn't playing Charlie's Garden, or he was either playing Charlie's Garden or Figure You Out, or... he had been leaving Gaptooth Smile off at some of the shows. So I was like, kind of just like, just wanted to see what we got. Like,
I like that you didn't want it spoiled.
Yeah. So when he played Charlie's Garden, that was fantastic because I was like so excited to hear that song. But I was like, oh, maybe we won't get Figure You Out. So then when we did get Figure You Out, it was like, yes, like
the stars
Stacey
aligned.
Is so happy right now.
Because I was kind of worried when, you know, the Crux came out, of course, packed full of all these great songs. I'm like, oh, well, he might not have time to do it anymore. And me and Megan on the way back when we were driving back to her house, when we came back, we were listening to that new interview with him. And he said, oh, well, what we'd like to do, me and the guys, is we switch up the playlist, the set list. Like we try to make it different, which we have said from the beginning, because I know some people have bitched. No, that's actually more fun because, first of all, that must get really tiresome for them doing the same set list night after night. This way, if you go to multiple shows, if you're that fortunate or lucky, like you get to almost, it's a surprise. You know, one might be played, one might not. It's a, like a constant, like, you know, gamble basically and surprise. And I right away was like, well, if he doesn't play Figure You Out, I have two more chances, not counting the festivals. And I'm like, so, you know, maybe this will, you know, if it happens, it happens. As soon as his ass sat down at the piano and he made that first thing, if anybody follows me on Instagram, I'm filming Adam and I'm literally like going, that doesn't look like Joe. And that, because I was just so pumped that he was playing. And then I'm like, you just see the camera swivel to the left. I'm like, there's Joe. And it was this like extended, beautiful, beautiful version of the song. I would love for it to ever, you know, be streamed, but It was just magic, and I loved it. But this was the set list, guys, that he had performed at Denver. The intro runner, which Oh, man. I could say something really inappropriate, but if I was a man, I would be excited. We'll leave it at that. That was the classy version of saying it. Then he did Gloom, which perfect. Perfect,
yeah,
like, opener,
singing,
you know?
Gloom, like, and that was the other thing. Everybody that was around me, and
knew
I could
lines.
Tell that, like, even people multiple, like, rows behind me, like, knew all the words and was singing all the words to all the songs.
All
not
of them.
Just End of Beginning, not just, like, Decide, like, the brand new songs. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody knew all of the words, and that was, like, such a fun, like, vibe for sure.
And I just think that's so cool. You're under one roof with a bunch of Joe fans. Like, you know what massive fans we are of him.
Yeah.
You're with, like, you know, thousands of other fans who know these words that he has written. So it's like,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's going to sound kind of cheesy. It's like a spiritual, like, experience. It's just
yeah.
really cool to be in that moment. So
yeah,
he
but
did,
Gloom was so much fun.
Gloom,
like,
is just amazing.
Yeah.
Then he did Link, which is a huge favorite.
So
and
good.
That sounded amazing.
Yeah. Such a good energy live for sure.
Charlie's Garden, which just sitting at his piano like Ralph the dog, did Basic Being Basic, which I like, that was really cool. Like,
I think
that
was a good, so I've watched some of his live performances of that. And like, especially even back to like Jimmy Fallon when he did that, mm-hmm. just how much it's transformed his like live performance of that and how much it seems
comfortable,
like he's really
confident.
Owning it. Yeah. Like it's awesome to watch for sure. So that was awesome.
We've kind of seen the evolution of him, you know, like kind of, you know, putting out his feelers and finding his way, you know, and he even said in that interview, he's like, some, you know, nights, you know, you kind of feel a little off and stuff. Others, much better. He seemed to have a really great energy. I know some people said the show before, Salt Lake, our friend Hannah was like, I don't know, maybe he's a little tired. Like, he was great, but like the energy wasn't quite there. And I think he puts kind of a feeler out with the crowd. How's he feeling and everything? And like the next day was his birthday, so he's hyped. And it must have been cool to just see all those signs and all those people. And right away, he's like, I don't think the air's thin. I'm like, you're taunting me, you asshole. And he's like, the air's kind of thick. I'm like, fuck you. He just was really interactive with the audience and doing his little silly dances, hamming it up. Really great energy.
Yeah.
And
he said multiple times, he was like, oh, they're fun. And then he was like, you guys have a great, like, this is a great energy. He was like, I loved this crowd at one point, which I'm gonna let you keep going through the set list, mm-hmm. but like people were singing, and at the end he was like, you guys made that so beautiful, like, so because everybody was like singing along, so it was really cool.
Which I'm telling you, like, when he started doing Laneway, when he first kicked off this whole thing, and there's all those videos of him singing, like, End of Beginning and stuff, and him just blown away. He just looks so appreciative. And I know they've even addressed it at the Today Show interview. He just, like, it must be just so moving to see that many people bonding and singing together over something you created, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he then did Fool, which... what a great job with Fool. Like, just the lighting and everything. And he's doing his little dance and his little freeze things, drinking his water bottle. I'm like, you little ham and egger. He did Lonesome as a State of Mind, which was mm-hmm. really good live. Then Figure You Out. So just Stacy, her soul went to Jupiter. It was great. He did Fly. Very pretty.
That was the one that he said people made really beautiful, because that was like people were singing it and mm-hmm. it was nice.
Such a good song. He did Delete Ya, which, oh, what a banger. And like, I just really like the way this set list was. So I'm curious to see the other shows. He did Chateau. The lighting effects were so goddamn cool. It was like almost like a heartbeat and a pulse with the red, like to, you know, kind of symbolize a heartbeat with blue and red. And I'm like, I don't know, like, it's the little, like, FX girl. Right away, I'm like, it's cool as shit. And that's kind of a cool way to, like, extend the song. And it sounded so cool. And just, that's a vibe, that song. And then he did Back on You, which is my favorite song off the album. So I was really pumped that my favorite Decide song, my favorite Crux song, was played.
Yeah.
End of Beginning, magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
It went hard too. It's really hard to the energy in a video of End of Beginning is like nowhere close to the energy of actually being there when it's performed.
Because you, like, said looking around,
it was like insane. Like just, I just don't, I just can't really describe it. Like when you watch the video, you're like, oh, that's awesome. Like, but it almost doesn't sound like it was all, it was like very rock and roll. Like I feel like sometimes when you're watching the videos, it like, he's got like an acoustic kind of guitar and it seems a little like, like more mellow, but it's not like it goes hard. And like just the energy of being there in that room, like I knew that that was going to be powerful, but like it was just like, yeah, it was even more so than I expected. So that was cool.
Yeah, like he was just like these little like flares and twists and like little add-ons that he was doing to songs like End of Beginning. Like whenever he does that another version of me and holds that note, I'm like goosebumps. So
was Potion after that?
Let's see how good you are. Yep. Potion. Yeah, what were your thoughts on Potion? I know you were pumped about that.
That was, I think, maybe one of my favorite moments of the show, which I was like, I guess coming off of End of Beginning too, it was a really good energy. But like the, I like that song and I have liked it since I first heard it, but I love it even more now. And the energy of that live was just like magical. And like
it was
again, like that's a brand new single and everybody knew the words already, and it's like such a nice little like sing-along song too with like the Leave the Light On for me, but like everybody was singing and it was just the lighting during that one I thought was really
beautiful.
Good.
Like a soft
like
red.
Lots of red and just I don't know, like it was just chills. And that was like, yeah, standout moment for me in the show. And the only, so I have to like go into the rest of the shows that I'm going into just not expecting him to play Egg, because we had like heard him, apparently he's been like doing it at soundcheck.
Tease.
So sometimes people can hear the soundcheck from like outside when they're in line. So like the rumor is that like he might add it to the set list, and I feel like he told somebody that too. Just like, you know, rumors like on social media and stuff that he said that. But the only thing is like every like transition, I was like, is he gonna play Egg? And I wasn't the only one. Like there were people around me like, oh, it sounds like he might play Egg. And it was almost as if they were trying to like figure out where it would fit best. Because like it had that vibe of like, oh, is this about to be Egg? Like a couple different times throughout the show. And it was like,
you guys
psych.
Were those guys during the fireworks that go, it's the finale. And you say it like 20 times. It never
it's
happens.
Not.
Which sucks, because like I listened to actually, you know, the Crux a few times today while going grocery shopping. I'm that guy. And I listened to Egg a few times. And I'm like, Megan's right. This is a banger. It's probably the most similar to Figure You Out.
Yeah.
And people like love that song. And I'm like, it would be interesting, especially after hearing these interviews, that he's like, you kind of like get to play around with what's a good transition.
Yeah.
What kind of goes with the vibe. So kind of curious. I mean, if he ends up playing Egg at Philly, I'm going into the mosh pit. Stacey dies.
No, I'm just going to tell myself I'm not going to hear it so that I don't get disappointed. But
that's how I felt about Gasoline, which I know that was just a special thing. But I was like, Gasoline. So,
but then was that the encore, like the end and then the encore?
That's the end.
Yeah.
And like, I remember it was like a few years ago, somebody had to explain an encore to me. And I've been to concerts for years. And I'm like, was I in the toilet when this was happening? And they're like, how have you never heard it? I don't know, guys.
Because you have to just keep cheering like the whole time.
Well, the person next to me, I told Megan, they whistled in one breath probably for 2 straight minutes. It was magic. It was a little annoying, but it was magic. And literally, I was like, like every dog in Denver, their ears are up right now, because I'm like, whoa, I am impressed. But the crowd just kept the energy up, and then they all ran back out.
Oh, that's the end of, about the cheering, though. Like, that was another thing about that crowd, too, was that, like, sometimes, I don't know how to describe this, but, like, sometimes at a show, you feel like you have to, like, yell and cheer a lot, because, like, you have to, like, give that energy to the crowd, because it feels like it's necessary, but like sometimes I felt like I was cheering and clapping and yelling, but like I could take a break once in a while because everybody was cheering and yelling and clapping.
And always at the appropriate times too. Like I've seen a few like clips from past concerts where like it was one song that he had not played like live before and he's about to like, you know, get his, you know, fingers on the strings or whatever. And you can tell a person's probably drunk as shit and they're like, or, yeah. And yeah, there was a little of that, but like not to the point that it was like disrespectful. Everyone who was cheering and yelling and this or that, it was at the appropriate times, but everyone was kind of on the same page. Like they were vibing with him and he was vibing right back. Jeans and like a white striped, I explained it as like a baseball polo shirt.
Like a little button at the neck type situation. The sides kind of rode up a little bit, which was fun. So also with the encore, I feel like sometimes he only does two songs during the encore.
We got three. What was our first song?
So the first, remind me. Oh yeah, the first song was Roddy. Thanks, Stacey. So that was great, and I was excited because I've been excited to hear Roddy. But again, I thought we were going to get Roddy and Flash Mountain because I knew we were getting Flash Mountain, right? So when he played Gaptooth Smile, I was like over the moon because
I love that song.
So nervous because he skipped it at a couple shows. And I was like so nervous that I wasn't going to get to count to 29. And he played it. And I feel like the energy of Gaptooth Smile during the encore was really fun. Like, I feel like he's, again, that's something he's playing with because he's like moving that song around a lot, it seems like. So I loved it during the encore. I thought it was great.
And it matched the energy perfectly.
Yeah. And then going into Flash Mountain from Gaptooth Smile was like so fun. Like
so good. Just, and like the strobe lights are going on.
Amazing.
Like there's just a ton of smoke. And like the ongoing joke is like as soon as you see the megaphone come out, like it's Flash Mountain time. And I just love that that's now his closing song. It hypes everybody up.
Yeah, because he's getting the Post Animal Boys out there for Flash Mountain. I'd love to see them out for Back on You more.
Which great ear, Megan, because when we were like talking about them, you're like, Post Animals like on that track.
Oh, I knew from the listening party. Like
right away, he's like, oh yeah, Post Animal. And I look at you like, she's a witch. She knows. But you can tell that energy in that beat.
Yeah, I didn't. So, and I was glad that you got some videos that you got because like you got a great video of Gaptooth Smile and I didn't take any videos during the encore. I really didn't take many videos because like we talked about, like I'll just take a couple at each show and then I'll end up having like most of the songs, I think. So.
And that's how we look at it. Like, you know, you want to live in the moment. You know, you want to obviously take a few photos and videos and stuff, but you don't want to be that asshole with a phone held in front of people. And you also want to be in the moment. And you and I both said we're very fortunate to go to multiple shows where, you know, we took a few photos and videos. Maybe the next one we don't take any or we take more. You know, it's just
different, how you're feeling. Different songs. Yeah. Different moments to like remember. But yeah, so many just like great moments.
We upgraded our phones just in time, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Because you got some amazing shots from like real far away. So that was pretty cool.
Literally NASA telescope because I was like, this isn't going to be good. And then I was like, never mind. And all I knew was I thought of you when I took the video for Gaptooth Smile because I'm like, no one's behind me. You know, I'm going to just film him counting and just him bouncing up and down with that energy. And he had his little blue cap on that he loves so much and a little bit of scruff. His hair's kind of getting long and he just looks like he was having a really good time. And I love that he ended the show with going, everybody get home safe, which I'm sure is a common thing. But I'm like, well, it's just all to get home safe.
Yeah.
You too, Joe. You know, and it was, you explained that due to the time difference, technically it was his birthday. So we got to celebrate his birthday.
Because we were on Mountain Time, which is 2 hours behind East Coast time. And he was born on the East Coast, I'm sure. So at 10 p.m., he turned 33. So yeah, that was pretty fun.
33 years of amazingness. And like, he was just very nice without getting into it. I know somebody did get kind of sick, which it gets hot down there. And he even stopped midway through Flash Mountain and was like, you're good. Like, he cares about his fans. He really seemed to be vibing with them. Everybody was respectful for the most part. And as soon as it ended, because once Flash Mountain hits, like the ice sculpture has melted, the party has ended. Tagged Megan. I tagged you. I fucking tagged you. I texted you. And I have to say, we were very good about finding each other quite quickly because yeah. That place was packed.
It was a lot of people coming out, but also it was just kind of like just a simple layout, like very circular. Mm. So it was pretty easy to like find each other.
Figure you out.
Yeah, but because they did have that backdrop thing of like the crux, but like it was gone by the time the show was over, which was
Megan
a bummer.
Megan comes back from the bathroom and I'm still on the floor with her. And she goes, look. And, you know, she goes, it's a little blurry, but it's like a crux background. I'm like, oh, cool. Try to get a picture. And then I was like, oh, we'll meet at the crux sign. Right away, I just get a text. That's gone now. And I'm like,
yeah, it wasn't there anymore.
And you're like, bar?
So yeah, and I was like, I'm not getting into the men's room because that's the wrong direction for me from there.
So many people. But we were able, when we were in line to get into the show originally, they did have merch out and stuff.
That was nice because they had the merch outside that you could go up to while you were waiting in line, which was really cool. Yeah.
I did like, and like, yeah. We knew we couldn't like really get like posters or anything because I am on the hunt for that post animal poster of them all looking like knights. Like,
oh,
you know, like
yeah. Because we were flying back, we didn't have a lot of space, but we got.
Yeah, so
the
right
socks
away, I
won. Keychains.
I got a socks and keychains and stuff because I was like, we can travel with this. And I thought it was adorable that at the airport we both wore our socks. But, mm-hmm. You know, really cool merch and stuff. I know it's kind of changing a little bit here and there. They've added stuff, they've taken away stuff. People were like, are you going to get anything else? I was like, maybe the poster in Boston because I'm home, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But I have to say, like, it's been years since I've been to a concert. Kind of like the whole music concert lifestyle really isn't my thing. But I was like, I love these albums so much. I love that it was sprinkled of 2020, Decide, The Crux. And like I said, nobody was being a dick. The vibes were really well. And I'm glad we had this experience together that we did this. I mean, it was in fucking Denver, too. How cool is that?
Yeah, so fun. So we just headed back to the Airbnb that night and kind of watched all of our videos. I always like to do that to decompress after
her watching the Figure You Out video because we did a shared album.
I filmed the whole thing.
Guys, I'm an asshole. Everything else, I did little videos. Figure You Out. I did the, like, uncut Odyssey, you know, version. And poor Megan, like, we're tired and she's, you know, watching everything, and I'm watching Megan and she's trying to keep awake, but it was like getting late, and she's like, you film the whole thing, huh? And I go, yeah, this is like the 14 minute version. And she's like, okay. Ooh.
Yeah,
but it was
that
just
we
cool
scrounged down our leftovers, which was great because we didn't really eat dinner that day.
No.
We had not even a late lunch. We had lunch and then we didn't eat dinner. So
me just eating the donuts, and like I look at Megan because like we had been, you know, looking at everything, and I go, I have a confession to make. And you're like, what? And I'm like, I think I sat in the handicap section. You're like, no, you definitely did. And you went, how long were you going to sit on that? And I go, oh, I was white knuckling it to tell you the whole time.
But that was funny. And then the next day, what did we do the next day? We just slept in.
Yep. We got our brunch
coffee,
on.
I had my potion. That was some good coffee.
I had a coffee with turmeric in it, guys, because, you know, turmeric's
health,
good for you.
Yeah, health.
Those were some damn good coffees.
It was like cold brew with caramel,
lavender,
and oat milk, and chocolate cold foam and cinnamon. I don't know what I ordered. Like,
it was a potion. It was funny though, as we're walking, I think it was I almost said Saturday, the day of the show.
Yeah.
I walked around the neighborhood and I just went to some fucking purple flowers. I go, lavender. And just Megan goes, no, that's not lavender. And then I like tripped over the sidewalk.
The priest.
This adorable little priest comes out of a church, okay? And he's kind of like in front of us a little bit. And Megan goes, how are you doing? Always checking in on me, MVP. And I go, I don't know, you know, the air's a little thicker in Boston. Just being a ham, I'm not watching where I'm going. I did such a dramatic, like, if Megan hadn't grabbed me, I would have ate shit. and probably broke my nose. It was a little too dramatic, but you backdraft me. Like, you were my fireman. Mm-hmm. You were my Joe Keery when Brandy tripped at the ice cream social. And I thought that was the funniest thing, but you saved me. And the priest kind of like looked back, and I like had to like acknowledge it and let him know what happened. He didn't give a fuck. I go, yeah, I like almost tripped, but my, you know, friend helped me. And he's like, I'm glad everything's okay. And he couldn't get into his office fast enough. I was being a mayhem in Denver, but it was beautiful. Weather was great.
Oh, we went to breakfast. We went to that breakfast place, Snooze, an AM eatery. It's great Denver.
That was
place.
A Megan pick. And I have to say, right away, I go, I'm going to order a Denver omelet. Guys, I did it. I did it. And then she saved my life. I go, oh, we got a pancake too? And I was like, I'll try the vegan banana pancakes. I'm not vegan, guys. You know that. Right away, Megan looks and she goes, oh, no. There's blueberries on that. The waitress was very accommodating, but look at her sucking up the blueberries, pointing out the blueberries. There were no blueberries to be had.
Yeah. I think I did order some blueberry something for myself, though, at some point.
After several days of traveling with Stacey, you were probably ready to gouge them down my throat.
But yeah, then we went to the airport, basically.
Yeah. And they clapped when we landed. It was great.
Yeah. We laughed a lot at the airport. That we were pretty loopy at that point.
Yeah, we were getting a little zany, as you laying down on the floor and stuff, and then going, you didn't give me any credit for any of my photos. We were so fucking done. I'm like, let's take a cute photo of both of our shoes together. And you're like, this looks like shit. She was done with me. She was like, I'm going to sleep on the plane. And I started reading like one that you like suggested to me. That poor man, like, thank God. You even told me, you're like, you need to keep your voice down. I was like, what the fuck with this story? And yeah. And then when we were driving back, we listened to the Joe interview. But like, poor Megan, like, you know, this is a different airport and it's at night and these fucking GPSs. So I'm just cracking jokes left and right. I'm like, Maryland's in like New England, right? And you're like, no. And then finally she goes, Stacey, no, shh. I'm trying to do the exits. And I literally thought it was so funny. I waited until she got on the like main drag. And I go, actually, in that school Top Gun about the Air Force, they have multiple Stacys and they put them in the cockpit to distract the pilots. Megan was fucking dumb with me at that point. Like, but man, what a time.
Guys, Stacy, the way she is on the podcast, it literally never gets turned off.
Never. Literally, I went into the bathroom before we took off, and there was unfortunately a girl crying in the other stall. I think she was air sick or something. And literally, I came back out, and I go, it's a girl crying in the bathroom. I asked, you know, did you not give her photo credit? And did Megan, you know, yell at you? People were moving away from us. We were those fucking... Well, I was that fucking guy. Just me with my Old Bay potato chips. You're like, that's what you're going to get? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. My ab muscles got to work out from all the laughing. So that was good.
Mission accomplished.
Exactly.
Oh, and then this was perfect. You'll have to remember, because I kept mispronouncing it. I don't know the name of the company. You'll have to remember for me. But I ordered that zine for us, the Joe Keery zine.
Good job. You didn't say zine that time.
I kept saying zine. The fucking person that teaches reading. And Megan's like, think of magazine. She said it 90 times. But we didn't know what it looks like yet. So we're at the yacht club. And literally Megan goes, you know, oh, I'm going to show you something on, you know, your phone and stuff. Because my phone was acting weird. So literally she opens up her phone and it's just the cover of that zine, which is sensational. Megan's reaction, she goes, what is that? And I'm like, I know the vibes are vibing right now. Like, just a Joe-themed vacation, and it couldn't have been better.
It was awesome. Yep, for sure. So, and we got the
next show
safe.
Is DC, right?
Yeah, Thursday. I'm at DC on Thursday, and then we'll be back together at Philly on Saturday. So, it'll be
People
great.
People are like, you guys going to be together? I'm like, probably not. She's going to be on the floor. I'm going to be... the handicap section. No, I'll be at the bar on the balcony, guys, vibing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was pissed when I got home. I had a million packages. My neighbor was like, yeah, you got a lot of mail. I'm like, I know. I literally, that second Crux album that I accidentally ordered, well, there it is. That's for you. I'll bring that to Philly. But yeah, between Reuben sandwiches and Crux albums, I am notorious for hitting it twice to add to cart. So people need to watch me. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, that was our trip, guys. It was super fun to like just chat about it again. All the memories. And
I sent every story to John Denver and you're like, we get it, Stacey. We get it.
Oh, so I hope that everybody else who's been like going to the Joe shows has been having a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. I just love like how many of like the people that we know have been able to like go to shows and
so much
and
fun.
I love that we're able to kind of share our experience for anybody who wasn't able to make it to a show on this tour. So we are just always taking you along for the ride. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
I think that's the whole Denver omelet.
There you go.
She just shuts her laptop, guys. She's like, I'm done.
All right, guys, over and out.
Over and out.